As far as transmission, which is the last area I'm going to touch at, the study that was presented was in heterosexual discordant couples. And it's a study from rural Uganda. So I'm not sure we can directly make a generalization to our population. But I think it showed something that's very generalizable. And that is that if they looked at couples with new HIV, that one partner had new or acute HIV infection and the other was negative, and followed them over time, all those couples, the timing of highest risk of transmission to the partner was soon after infection, the first 5 months after infection. During that time, transmission was in 1 to 125 in percoital acts, which normally we quote 1 in 500 to heterosexual couples, and that's a pretty generous quote. The belief is that it's 1 in 500 to 1,000. Once disease becomes chronic, transmission goes down to about 1 in 1,000, but then 5 months or 15 months before death, which is their surrogate to viral load, unfortunately, in rural Uganda, I believe, transmission starts to increase again. For me, it says two things. Obviously, we have much more information here that we can obtain about patients, but for me, the fact that early after infection and then late before death, there is higher transmission, suggests that viral load is an excellent surrogate of transmission and that people with higher viral load transmit HIV much more efficiently. And that's important to remember for the discordant couples in the crowd. I hope you're all using only safe sex. But if you don't, we do offer post-exposure prophylaxis. So please show up before the 72 hours have lapsed so we can help you and try and prevent this.